This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We're going to try that when we put the right switch on, right? Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, as I like to say. And I mean that sincerely. You got to be part of the solution, right? When you look at what's going on around us right now, I mean, come on, people. I mean, what you're seeing, what you're seeing happen on a regular basis, just out of control. Totally out of control. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just joining us, got a lot happening in the news today and even over the weekend. I mean, of all places, did you hear the big news? Yeah, I know the thing about Hunter Biden. Everybody's been talking about that. We'll get to that when Kimberly joins us. But, you know, the real big news is that President Trump came to California. And guess what happened? The streets were lined with supporters. Which is why... I think if you look at pictures of Governor Newsom today, he had all these flat spots on his forehead. It was a bright red cherry right there, you know, right in the middle of his forehead. And he had all these flat spots from slamming his head against the table. And, I love it. They think, I don't know how to put this, but the left-wing nutjobs, they really believe that everybody just hates Donald Trump, and if you don't hate him, which is really weird, because, you know, aren't these the people that, you know, love Trump's hate? Aren't those people? But if you really like Trump and you're supporting Trump, then there's something wrong with you, right? Isn't that what they're saying? There's something majorly wrong with you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560 if you want to be involved in the conversation. If you want text alerts, right, that were coming on, the show is starting, that kind of stuff, it's really easy. It's not that hard. Simply text 77. No, don't do that. I get this wrong all the time. Text TRS. To 77-222, TRS to 77-220. I'm sure somebody is just having a ball with all the text messages they're getting. Anyway, you know, and you'll get a message. You'll get a text alert a couple times a week that the show's starting. Maybe something you'll be part of, maybe not. But anyhow, back to President Trump. Yeah. And where's Joey B? Joey B's home resting. Is this how it's going to be every single time? What's going to happen? And we all know that he won't get in. But let's play a what if. Let's go to fairyland, okay? So if Joe Biden gets in, is this what's going to happen every time he has to go meet with the head of state somewhere? He's going to have to take 4 days to take a nap, figure it out, catch up, whatever he's doing. I envision him having him, you know, they have him down in the basement. He's on intravenous for whatever reason. Right? They're playing records over and over, playing recordings. Well, for him, it'd be records. They're playing recordings over and over again of the top issues of the day. Anybody with me? Right? You know, it was that subliminal stuff. Remember? They used to tell you, play those subliminal messages. And you could go to bed. You could. They used to believe you could learn a language if you played, you know, language tapes, language records at night while you were sleeping. Because your brain would eventually pick it up and do something with it. And I always thought that was hilarious. But that's why he's down there. They are pummeling him with questions. They are pumping him up with stuff to keep him awake. You can't tell me otherwise, can you? I heard over the weekend that somebody was arguing about why we have fires here in California. And you hear them say the same stuff over and over and over again, right? Don't give me that, you know, garbage that we didn't forest properly. Well, what other garbage is there? Right? I mean, seriously, what other garbage is there? If you're not cleaning up the forests, if you're not doing what, you know, when it comes to foresting, if you're not doing the right things, and then you get a fire, or one gets started because of down power lines. All right, can somebody please send me an email if you're afraid to say anything or come on the air. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do me a favor. Explain to me how global cooling, warming, climate change is starting fires in California, spontaneously combusting fires out of nowhere. And if that's the truth, if it's all because of climate change, then why are they shutting down the electric grid and high winds? Right? I mean, what's that got to do with it? Oh, right, because the lines fall. Well, yeah, all right, that happens. It happens all over the country in heavy winds, hurricane situations. Are there massive fires in some of these areas that have, you know, a hurricane comes through and rips out the power lines? No. Doesn't work that way. But here in California, it does. I've been through this with you guys before, right? How asinine this is. Joe Messina, your host, listen to the Real Side. We'll talk more about this on Inside the Break. Kimberly Marin joins me. We're going to have a lot of fun when we come back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back, comrades. Joe Steve, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5560. I do mean it. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Remember, it's real simple. If you want to get a, if you really want to get a notice that the show's going to start, you hate emails. Look, I hate emails too. That's why I don't send you one. Some of these guys send you one every other day. I don't. I can't do it. I hate it. Right? But if you want a notice, simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Let's get back on it, because I have so much fun when she's on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate the time she spends with us. There's no playing around there, for sure. And I, hi, Kimberly. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, but you have to stop posting all that food on your Facebook page over the weekend. You're killing me now. Because then I want to go inside. I had a 3-hour cook fest on Sunday.
Oh, what'd you make? Sauce?
And it's your
gravy?
Fault. Yeah, of course I did.
Yeah, I made Mexican chicken soup. Listen, how's that translate to gravy?
I made gravy. Okay, no, my mother's ready to call me and let me have it, but I made gravy. Okay. So, I made a bunch of stuff. I made goulash. Remember the picture I put up on the Facebook? People didn't know what it was. Come on. We called it American chop suey when I was in school.
American chop suey, but I know what goulash is, too. I love it. My husband makes awesome American chop suey. Yeah. Crap, now I want some. Damn you.
That's what I did. That's exactly what happened. I saw it.
I made Mexican chicken soup.
Mexican chicken? Really? What is...
Yeah. How did you get Italian from that?
Enlighten me. What? Yeah. You were putting up all kinds of food. I saw food.
I went to this
one thing.
I went to this really awesome, it was on Diners and Drive-Ins. It's called Tuckaway Tavern. It's so good.
So, where was I? Oh, yeah. So, I guess, I was talking about this before you came on, and I don't necessarily have to totally finish it up, but it's such an irritant, because, President Trump came to town this weekend, to California of all places, right? And did you see the video?
I did. I saw the line of people lining the streets.
Couldn't have been. California hates him. Had to be another thing.
My mouth dropped. Gotta tell you, my mouth dropped.
I saw that.
I was like, wow.
I wish somebody had video Newsom slamming his head against a desk going, why do they like this guy? I do not understand. Why? Because he doesn't lock us up.
Actually, he was probably under his desk sucking his thumb.
That's right.
That's more Newsom style.
Don't let him in. Don't let him come in here. So, again, you go back to decades of mismanagement. This is what the problem is here. A former Los Angeles National Forest supervisor said, hey, you know what? You have to thin out these forests, and you won't allow us to do it. The eco freaks won't let them do it. So
right.
All this underbrush is building up. When you go camping, you grow up on the East Coast, you go camping. When you go camping, yeah. My dad used to sit around and say, go around, get all the dead branches. Why? Because they burn faster.
Yeah, you put them in the fire. So many years ago, there was huge ice storm in New Hampshire and parts of Massachusetts.
I remember that, yeah.
And remember, people were without power for, weeks. And what did they do after that? They made sure to annually check the trees and trim the branches so they wouldn't get on the power lines. And you know what? We haven't had issues since then. And they do it every year. It's a city and town. Maybe someplace states, but that's called management. And we haven't had problems like that again. I mean, the first year I lived in New Hampshire, I lost power the week of Halloween because it snowed. I lost power the week of Halloween for a week, and I was like, oh, this is not good. But they fixed the problem because they managed it.
No. See, they're all eco freaks around here. Mother Nature, what did Mother Nature do? 300 years ago when we weren't around. You know what it did? Lightning strike would hit, burn a forest down. That's what it did. And if you put houses in the middle of that forest or near that forest, burn the houses down too. But, you want to talk about Mother Nature? Sure, let it go unchecked. No problem. Look what happens.
Yeah. Unreal. Exactly.
So, hey, there was some kind of, I don't know if I missed it or was in a coma or what, but there was some kind of dust up about a laptop that was found, and the FBI might have had it for a little while. Did you hear anything about that?
Yeah. Let me see. And it involved Joe Biden and his criminal son.
But Chris Wallace, the son of Mike Wallace, who went running down the hallway, couldn't wait to get on the air with the news that George W. may have skipped out on his military service with an unchecked story. I guess it's in his DNA. It must run in the family. He comes out on Sunday and says he's suspect of the timing, and he's suspect that it came from Rudy Giuliani because he has ties to Russia. This Russia thing, it's not Trump derangement syndrome. It's Russian derangement syndrome, ain't it?
Well, which is amusing because it's the Democrats who've always been colluding with the Russians. Actually, now the Democrats are colluding with the Chinese. So, you know, there's that.
Well, they want to keep foreign affairs alive. That's all.
Okay. Now I get it.
Do you remember, does anybody remember, but I know you'll remember this. What was the Senate, what do they call him? The Senate Lion, right?
Ted Kennedy.
Ted Kennedy, who decided that he was begging Russia to get involved in the election.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Nobody wants to talk about that. So like the Democrats kind of ran down this road, learned how to do it, and now they're upset that we've caught on or something. I don't know. But
the fact that, God, I can't even stand him. I don't even want to use his name because it's not what I call him, but Shifty Schiff. That's what my husband calls him.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that he's creepy as all hell. I don't know how he gets elected. But the fact that he instantly said, it's Russian, it's from the Kremlin. Dude, you spent 3 years lying about Russian collusion. It was Hillary Clinton and the DNC who were colluding with Russia to try to get rid of Trump. And now you think you have any credibility to be believed that it's the Kremlin that somehow turned over the laptop? Notice they don't really say, oh, it's not real. It's not legitimate. They just try to say, you know, distract from it and say, oh, it's a smear. Didn't Hillary Clinton do the same thing? It's a smear.
Yes, right. It's just a right-wing conspiracy to bring down the
right-wing conspiracy. Yeah.
Right? Joe's the same way. It's a right-wing conspiracy smear. It's like, Joe, no. See, the laptop was your son's, and he did leave it there. And we'll be back right after this. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon at gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Trump campaigning in Arizona Monday.
Joe Biden would obliterate everything Hispanic Americans have worked for, wiping out your small businesses with lockdowns and regulations, and devastating your families with massive tax hikes. He wants to give you the big, big, fat tax hikes. He will wage war on Catholic organizations, ban charter schools, bankrupt Catholic schools. We've already taken care of the funding for Catholic schools. Fund extreme late-term abortion and let socialists run wild in our country. And that's why we're going to win a record share of the Hispanic vote. There will never be a share of the Hispanic vote like this unless we decide to run again in 4 years and then another run.
Democrat candidate Joe Biden is staying at home this week. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Some messed up white people.
We are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. But I don't want to play around. I want to bring her on. I have so much fun when she's on. Kimberly Moran joins us every week. Usually in the beginning of the week, kind of kick things off, get things rolling, and a lot of stuff that happened over the weekend that didn't get a lot. Well, I shouldn't say that. Fox gave it a lot of play, but you didn't see much of this on any other station. You know, little Mr. Hunter Biden, you think he's down there with his daddy down in the basement?
Basement? Yeah. No, I think they've got him locked up somewhere, so he can't even come out and speak. They probably took away any, you know, electronics. They do not want him coming out.
What a train wreck of a human being he is. And I'm not, everybody's had their issues and everybody's got their problems. I get that. But his or someone, I mean, just nasty, like, you know, sleeping with his dead brother's wife, right?
Yeah, that's just gross.
I mean, seriously. Now, you always hear stories about people, you know, cheating and stuff like that. But this is like, this is his dead brother. Hello, anybody home? And then,
yeah,
you know, everything he was doing in Ukraine, in Russia, and other places.
And China. Laptop.
And China, yeah, yeah. And then they haven't denied any of this yet. They haven't really come out and said, no, somebody stole the laptop. This isn't real. This isn't right. Nobody has come out to say that this is other than Joe. But I'm not so sure Joey B. really knew what he was talking about. But
he doesn't even know what a laptop
these things
is.
Are real. Yeah, that's true. Well, he thinks a laptop. Never mind. I'm not there. All right, Joe. Be nice. But no, seriously, this is. Do you think this is a? I won't say a hoax, but do you think this has been made bigger than what it is, or do you think that it's going to actually get worse? I'm hearing these videos of him doing some pretty nasty stuff, too.
Okay, so the fact that the mainstream media, which we all know is just so a wing of the DNC, the fact that they were so adamant about not reporting on this and in basically trying to say it's a smear campaign shows that there's validity to it. I don't know whether it's true or not. There's been some sources that corroborated emails that were found on it who were part of the email chain. But the fact that they're fighting so hard against it sort of makes me believe it's totally legit.
Well, what was it? Hunter Biden's partner is the one that gave access to some of the email accounts that were locked up, right? He gave them the passwords to get in and all of that. He feels like he got the short end of the stick.
Yeah.
You know, he's in jail and the rest of them are out running around.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because he's not, part of the D.C. swamp.
Yeah. Well,
he was just, on along for the ride.
Yeah, see, that's how stupid they are. If they would have just given him a pardon and let him out, everything might be, hunky-dory and fine. And I don't know if you saw the numbers that when Joey B. went into, what was it? Here, let me get the number up so I don't screw this thing up, because I usually do. In 2016, Joe and Jill Biden's income was just under $400,000. From 2017 to 2019, their income, total income for those 2 years, was $16,596,000.
Oh, yeah. I saw that, and I was like, are you kidding me?
And look, oh, God.
Listen. You have one guy who is a billionaire, went into politics, and doesn't take a paycheck. You have another guy who earned regular money, went into politics, and became a multimillionaire. I'm more interested in how that happened than anything about Trump's tax returns. Honestly.
Listen, I agree with you. How do these people go into Congress? They make, before they get in there, they're worth nothing. For all intents and purposes, they're the average Joe. And then they get in there and they cut, within a few years, they're worth millions.
Suddenly, they're millionaires. How's that happen?
There must be some special investment class that they have that we can't get our hands on.
Yeah, it's called legal insider trading. We're not allowed to do it, but they are.
They know all the deals that are coming down the road and what have you. And seriously, to me, it's scarier than heck that people aren't really paying attention to what's going on with that stuff. I even have friends that I thought were, I won't say well informed, but at least up on what was going on. And you talk to them about some of this stuff, they're totally lost. Totally lost.
Wow.
Hey, that little, little sleaze bag? Chucky Schumer?
Which one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew you were going down that road. So he now, he tried to shut everything down, trying to send the Senate into recess.
Yeah, he said he's going to try to force them into recess. Shut up. You don't have any power.
But isn't it funny how they walk around like they do? They walk around like they still hold a lot of power. And look, they got to hold some power. Think about this. You talk about the Hunter Biden issue where they held that laptop for what, a year? The FBI said they had it. It was.
Oh, I don't trust
them.
The FBI at all. I got two words for you as to why I don't trust the FBI. James Comey.
I hear you. I and it's so tough. These guys were the most powerful and pristine law enforcement agency on the planet, and the Democrats have turned it into a heap of garbage. Now, that is not aimed at the rank and file, so we're clear.
No, absolutely not. It is not aimed at the men and women who actually join the FBI, and it's not easy. They join the FBI because they really want to make a difference. It's aimed at the deep state leadership in the FBI who are in the, I'm trying to watch my language here, they're in the inner circle club, and Connolly knows what these people have done that we'll never find out.
Yeah. Oh, there's a bunch of stuff these people have done that we'll never, ever know anything about. I find that just amazing.
Can you imagine what the things they've done to regular people like you and I we don't know about?
Yeah.
It's frightening to think that these people are in charge. Still, I don't trust Christopher Wray.
Nope. No, I mean, I don't know, and again, I don't get the president sometimes when he puts some of these people in place. Does he not have anybody around him that will sit there and say, look, here's the ties that this guy that you're putting in this position has. This is where he comes out of. This is where he's going. I don't get that at all.
I don't trust some of his advisors.
He's really off in these areas,
Yeah, he's. I think he has some bad. He's gotten some bad advice.
But Schumer, when he went to adjourn, he said the only reason they should come back in session that if there's a deal reached with Nancy Pelosi, for the coronavirus release. So in other words, if it's with little Nancy, then we can come back. And then he went on to say, this is the most rushed, most partisan, least legitimate Supreme Court nomination process in our nation's history. And it should not
be. And that's a lie.
Right? And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, is he for real?
Yeah, of course he's for real. Look, Democrats can't not lie. That's all they know is lies. And, of course, the media pushes their lies, so then regular Americans don't know the truth and they don't bother researching, so they believe their lies. And so Schumer's got to keep doing it. I mean, God forbid he ever actually told the truth. People would probably drop dead.
The problem is you wouldn't believe him. You know, if he decided to come clean about certain things, you wouldn't believe any of it because they've been doing this for so long. But look, I started to go down the road of they do have the power because the deep state is still behind them. They do have power because the deep state carries their water.
Yep.
Right? I mean, seriously.
And the media.
Yeah.
And they're technically part of the deep state, in my opinion.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. It's gotten to the point now where you don't know what to trust. I shouldn't say that. You know if you're not hearing it anywhere else but Fox, and not that Fox now is the catch-all, be-all, but seriously, at least if you get a hint of it on Fox, and you don't hear it on any other station, you probably know that it's real and true. And somebody just sent me a link to a story about Joe Biden. There's a Ukrainian lawmaker that claims that the second laptop belonging to Hunter business contacts is in Ukraine, and it's been seized by Ukrainian law enforcement now, and they're going through it as we speak.
and Trump helped out Ukraine, whereas Obama screwed them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I was telling you earlier that Hunter's business partner, he's actually talking, he's singing like a canary right now. And he's telling the feds how he sold access to then VP Joe Biden, that they did as a whole. So this is going to be, if Trump wins, and well, I shouldn't say that, when Trump wins, and this stuff starts flowing like a dam, like a broken dam, this is going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Head over to the website. Come on, give me your email address. I send out one a week, and sometimes I forget, so I don't inundate you with emails. Not the end of the world. But let's bring her on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always love kicking off the week and getting her insight as to what's going on. Kimberly, thanks for being here. You're heading into the cold season in your part of the world.
Bite me. They actually got a few inches of snow up north.
Really?
Yeah.
We didn't get that.
I was actually talking to someone today. Said they got snow in Colorado. They got snow in Iowa. And I'm like, I'm not ready for this yet. I love the snow. Don't get me wrong. I'm just not ready for it yet.
Yeah.
No, I love the snow. It's so pretty and it's so quiet. Like there's a different kind of feeling when it's snowing out. Love it. And it's
so
pretty.
Yeah. You must not have a lot of fog in your neighborhood.
What?
I said it's pretty. That's because you don't have a lot of dogs in your neighborhood. You know what I mean?
I have a lot of dogs in my neighborhood. What do you mean?
Snow turns into a lot of dogs. Come on. Really?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. But it is, it's really pretty. I love going out and taking pictures of it. But at the same time, I'm not ready. Can we get through November? I'd be happy getting through November. I don't want another Halloween freaking snowstorm like a few years ago.
You know that really...
Or the first year I moved here.
You could beat your brains out to you can get your costume together and all that stuff, right? And then it would snow, and your mom would put, like, a pea coat on you. So you had this mask on. It made absolutely no sense with a hat and a pea coat. Stupid.
Those masks made you sweat, like, horrifying anyway. Those masks were horrible. You know that.
I know. It was terrible, but it was, you know, whatever. Hey, so... I'm loving this thing. I had words with a guy on Facebook, which is nothing new, right? So I had words with this guy on Facebook, and he was talking about how much of a liar Trump is and how corrupt he is and all this other stuff. And I said, you know, that's really cool. Because here you have a guy that, you know, to your point you were talking about earlier, came in as a billionaire, you know, a multi-billionaire, lost a boatload of money, you know, coming in this, gives away his salary every quarter. I guess he does it every quarter or something like that, or that's how they get paid. And, you know, you call him a liar, and yet here comes Joey B, right? Here's a guy that's making, we talked about his how much money they've made in a matter of 2 years, which is just ridiculously unheard of when you're in a public service, right? The sexual assaulter, where's the woman that basically accused him of rape? You had Kamala Harris, who was on board with that, agreed that, believed the woman. So let me see how this works. If Kamala Harris said that she believed that he was racist, believed that he raped that woman, what does that ultimately mean? You see what I'm saying here? I mean, does that mean that she's okay with rapists and sexual assaulters and racists?
Well, you know the left is okay with them. I mean, just see Bill Clinton. Just see the Kennedys. I mean, you know.
And then you brought it up earlier, you know, they call him a consummate liar. Joe is a consummate plagiarist and liar. And we can go on with that, right? I mean, look at, what did you say, the Boilermakers Union? Boilermaker,
yep.
I mean, the right? So, yeah, he said that they were, did he say they were supporting him or endorsing him?
I don't know what Biden said. But it was a lie, whatever he said.
Yeah,
I don't know if he said supporting or endorsing, but it's not true either.
No. So he, and then remember when he said the NAACP had always endorsed him in his campaigns?
Yeah, they don't endorse
he
candidates.
Don't endorse. What is Joey talking about? So, again,
he doesn't know.
He doesn't.
Look, he doesn't. First of all, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He repeats what he's told on the teleprompter. And then the press doesn't question him on his idiocy. So it doesn't freaking matter.
Yeah.
I have look, everybody knows I got involved in politics because of the press not reporting fully on stuff for Obama and basically carrying his water. That's why I got involved in politics. But what they're doing now, holy mother of God, this is way worse than I could ever even imagine they would be. Way worse.
Yeah.
Journalism in the United States is dead. There are very, very, very few actual journalists who are credible, have integrity, and can actually be trusted to report accurately and unbiased on a story. It's
well, I
disgusting.
Open up with this, you know, Chris Wallace, right? You know, here's a guy. I just find this amazing, and he doesn't see it. He's not a stupid guy. Let's not. I don't want to play that gamer because I don't like him.
Oh no, he's not at all. Yeah,
he's not a stupid guy at all. And now he comes out. It's a very. He can't even hide anymore how much he hates Trump, and yet he's suspect of the timing. When has he ever been suspect of the timing before?
So I just want to say something because I was right and my husband was wrong. he said, no, he's like, Chris Wallace will be fair in the debate. And I'm like,
no,
I don't think so. I don't think he will.
No.
And my husband's like, no, he's not. He's we know he's a, you know, Democrat, but, and I was right. That's all I got to say for the record.
I don't, look, with all due respect to your husband, I don't know anybody on my side that thought that Chris Wallace was going to be fair. We knew where he was going to stand.
We didn't think he was going to be that bad. My husband didn't think he was going to be as bad as he actually was. I didn't either, to be honest.
The best guy for that job, seriously, the best team for that job would be Martha McCowan and Brett Baer. I think they are two probably together are the most fair commentators you'd be able to find. I think they would do a great job.
Yeah, because they call out both sides. They question both sides. Like they don't tolerate like if either side is spreading BS. They're like, wait a minute. So I think they would be perfect, but that would never be allowed because the Presidential Debate Commission is probably full of a bunch of friggin' D.C. swamp lackeys.
There's nobody there that likes Trump. Nobody on that team that likes Trump.
I'm shocked.
Martha McCowan and Trish Regan reminded me of Boston Scrapper Girls. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll kick off.
I like Trish Regan, too, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I think it'd be great to be doing these kind of things. Because
isn't Martha McCowan a Jersey girl?
Is she a Jersey girl? I think so. She might be. I don't know.
I think she might be. And she's definitely
an East Coast girl. There's no
question about it. She will kick you all behind. She's not going to tolerate any crap.
God bless. So, I don't know. It's just, what are you, in your neck of the woods in New England, what's your expectation for the election? I'm not necessarily saying who do you think is going to win.
There's a couple observations here. Excuse me. I see all kinds of Trump flags and signs and stuff all over New Hampshire. Okay.
Right.
Not that many Biden stuff. Not even that. Some Dem stuff for local elections. I was just in the heart of left wing Looneyville in Massachusetts in Amherst, Hadley area.
Yep.
And it was mostly Biden signs. Not that many signs even, but it was mostly Biden signs. I saw one sign on the side of the road. It just said vote red. And then I went to a shopping mall, whatever, not a plaza, not a mall. And as I was going out a different road, I see this huge Trump flag. And I was like, whoa, that's my first one. And it's in a total busy area. And then their neighbor also had a couple of flags. So I was like, those people are pretty courageous because we're in the middle of, like, total Looneyville. I mean, if anybody knows anything about Western Mass, the Amherst, it's where all the colleges are, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's, like, total left-wing. It's always been crunchy, weird.
It's the
freakingville
coast, right?
Yeah, they've always been a bunch of weirdos.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I grew up not far, so I know. I'm not saying that to be a jerk. So I thought that was interesting. But as someone who used to live in Mass, there's no way in hell I'd put a sign, well, I don't even now, put a sign on my car or outside of my house because I would be concerned that people would try to destroy it because that's... When Howie Carr used to call, and he still probably does, calls the left wingers moon bats, he's not kidding. My dad used to call them that too, moon bats. And he's not kidding. I think the left in Massachusetts was just born unhinged. And that's why they, veered towards the left. But it's, so you're not safe down there. I wanted to be a Weisenheimer. I wore my gun rights or women's rights, covering because you have to. It's the law there. Everywhere I went, not one person said anything. So it was kind of amusing. But that's what I noticed down there. But up here, I see Trump signs everywhere, Joe. Trump flags. There's a Trump superstore in several towns, like 20 minutes from me.
All right. We only got a couple seconds left. But to your point, you look at the rallies, you look at the neighborhoods, you look at what's going on, and that's why all you can do is laugh when you hear about the polls. Hey, tell people what
you're talking about. You can't just laugh. You got to get out and vote. GraniteGrock.com and Conservative ID, IND on Twitter. Vote, 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 vote.
And vote Senate and Congress. He has to have both of them.
Vote red all the way down the line, no matter where you are, because you need to save your local too.
I gotta finish here. Mental Health Monday. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute.